Stand up in front of your computer, strip naked, and attempt a naked pirouette. Don't hesitate, just do it. Did you do it? If you didn't do as I said, you can close this audio right now. If you did, you can answer me out loud with an enthusiastic, "Yes, Mistress Arabella," and leave this audio open. You're still here. That means you did exactly as I commanded, not knowing who I am, and with no other explanation as to why you should do it other than simply because I'm a girl. That tells me all I need to know about you. You're a doormat who's so eager to earn the attention of the opposite sex that you'd literally do anything for any of us without so much as a question. Slap yourself across the face 3 times, nice and hard. Now. See? You'll do anything for me, even though I'm a complete stranger. Kneel and bark like a dog 5 times. Oh, who's a good doggy? Keep barking. You're a good doggy, yes you are. Such a good boy. Yes, you are. Such a good doggy. Oh, stop barking, dumbass. Do you honestly think that any girl would find such pathetic behavior attractive? Let's see how much you're willing to do, simply because a feminine voice like mine commands it. You will obey everything I say and answer every question with "Yes, Mistress Arabella." Understood? Good boy. Now, I know that hearing a girl actually talking to you for a change is probably a very arousing experience, but you're not allowed to touch your dick without my permission, no matter how erect it gets or how it throbs. Got it? Good. Now, sing "God Save the Queen" whilst flapping your arms like a chicken for 5 minutes. You did it? Well, well done. See, not only do you willingly give up control, you like doing it. You're the puppet, and I'm the puppet master. Stand up and go all limp, and be suitably puppet-like. Imagine string attached to each ankle and each arm, and dance like a puppet for me, with each limb suitably floppy. Imagine I'm pulling your strings. Dance, puppet, dance! Oh, keep dancing, puppet. You're making Mistress Arabella very happy. Dance for me. Oh, look at you, floppy little puppet, dancing all over. Oh, isn't that sweet? No. Okay, stop. I'm certainly glad that I'm never going to see you do that in person. I can only imagine how traumatizing seeing you dance around naked would be. In fact, let's play a little game, don't we? Subtract the number of inches your erect cock is from 10. Now, for every number you have left, I want you to do 10 push-ups. Get to it, doggy. Pause the audio now and you can unpause it when you're done. Done? Boy, I'm guessing you must have had to do a lot of push-ups. If you were too hopelessly unfit to do them all, you can go ahead and punch yourself in the balls once and apologize out loud to me. Now, get a pen and some paper and write, "I am Mistress Arabella's pitiful little puppet." Write that out 1,000 times. Pause the audio and do it now. I don't care if you get bored or if your hand starts to hurt. Are you done? Good boy. It seems you truly will do anything I say. Why don't you get a permanent marker and write, "Sad, creepy, pervert," in nice big capital letters across your chest. Done? Oh, good. Now you can read that whenever you need a reminder of your place in life. Now, I need you to fetch a few things for me. Remember to crawl when fetching them. You are my only doggy, after all. Get me a can of baked beans. Make sure you open it. Fetch me some bananas. The more the merrier. A bottle of ketchup, some mayonnaise, and a bin. It doesn't matter if the bin has stuff in it. In fact, it might make things more fun. Go ahead and pause this audio and get as many of those things as you possibly can. Done? Good. Now place the bin in front of the desk where your computer is and stand in it. If it's gross, I don't care. You should thank me. It's going to stop your house from getting as messy as you're about to get. From now on, I'm really going to test your obedience. Take that can of baked beans and tip it over your hair. Now, prove you're truly my slave and do this for me. If you're not willing to do this, then you can stop listening right now and take and leave with what little remains of your dignity. Because I promise you, things certainly aren't going to get better from here on. Still here? Oh my God, you're still here. You're even more hopeless than I thought you'd be. Wow, and that's saying a lot. I can't believe you'd willingly get yourself so messy just because I command it. You have no idea who I even am, and will almost definitely never talk to me. Can you feel the cold beans dripping down your hair, down your face, and down your body? Rub those baked beans that haven't slid off your hair right into it as though it's shampoo. Don't be afraid to mush them in there. I want it to be a nightmare to wash out. Work it into your hair as thoroughly as possible, you pathetic bitch. Now, I want you to take the bottle of ketchup and squeeze a fair portion of it all over your face. Go on. Feel that ketchup slide slowly down your face, your eyes, your nose, your lips, your chin, and eventually, some drops will likely fall down onto your chest. Look at you. You're such a state. Actually, why don't you empty the entire contents of that ketchup bottle? Squirt it all over your body, your chest, your dick, your balls, your legs, your arms. Get some in your hair. I want you to rub it in as though you're moisturizing your skin with it. Done? Oh, good doggy. I bet you look even more disgusting than usual. Why don't you bark for me to show your gratitude towards me for taking time out of my extremely busy day to reduce you to this hopeless mess? You're welcome, doggy. Now, in a second, I want you to pause this audio. When it's paused, you are going to peel all the bananas that you have and mush them all over your body. Your hair, your skin, your pubes, everywhere and anywhere. I don't care. I want you dripping with food. I want want you to look like such a mess that nobody would doubt for one second that the bin you're currently standing in is the right place for you to be. I want you to look like the human garbage that you are. Go on. Go on. Pause it and do as I say. Done? Well, well done. I'm sure your parents, if they saw you now, they'd be so proud. Now, put those empty banana peels on top of your head, like a little hat. I think they'll suit you. You're probably getting the hang of this now. All that's left is the mayonnaise. In a second, you can pause the audio and squirt the entire contents of the body all over yourself. If it's in a tub, I'm sure you can scoop it out with your hands. Either way, I want you to make sure that you're plastered in mayonnaise as well as all the other food items. All right, pause it now, slave. Congratulations, you are now a piece of trash. Take a look at yourself and appreciate for a moment what you were willing to turn yourself into just because a girl willed it. Why don't you take a photo of yourself to remind you of what any girl is capable of doing to you? Don't worry. There's no way in hell I'm going to ask to see it. You can just keep it as a reminder of your place. Now, it's time for the truest test of your submission. Very soon, this audio is going to end. You're going to be left with no incentive to complete this upcoming command, which I promise is both very boring and extremely pointless. It will make absolutely no difference whether you obey or not. You're not going to receive any award or any kind of validation. But I want you to do it anyway, just because I say so. All right. Stay standing in the bin. Close your eyes. With one hand, stick a finger up your ass. Place your other hand on your head so that it's resting on all those banana peels and all the other bits of food you've got stuck in your hair. Now, stay in this position, remaining as still as physically possible. You are my statue. And now that you're still, start counting out loud and don't stop until you've reached 3,000. In fact, I want you to moan those numbers like the world's most pathetic whore. Go on. 1, 2, 3. Keep going. Aren't you a good boy? Yes, you are. Such a good boy. Oh, I think I'm just going to leave you there, moaning numbers out loud, a slimy, smelly mess, dripping with ketchup, mayonnaise, baked beans, mush banana, God knows what else, standing naked in a bin with your eyes closed and a finger up your ass and a hand on your head, standing completely still. And what's funny is that you did all this, and I didn't even let you touch your silly little willy even once. Whilst you're counting, I want you to think about something. The only reason that you're in this ridiculous predicament is because an internet stranger thought it would be funny. And this stranger just happened to have boobs and a pussy. That's literally all it takes to completely strip you of your dignity. One girl who's willing to take the time out to actually talk to you. Bye.